Hello children, today I am going to tell you about the lesson When the Trees Walked by Ruskin Bond. First, let's know about the author Ruskin Bond. Ruskin Bond is an award-winning Indian author of more than 500 books, short stories, essays and novels. He was awarded Padma Shri in 1999 and Padma Bhushan in 2014. This story is a narration of a boy which takes us to Dehradun. The boy, after turning to a young man, recalls his childhood days. His grandfather had served many years in the Indian Forest Service, and it was natural that on his retirement he built a bungalow on the outskirts of Dehradun, planting trees all around. His grandmother didn't mind trees, but she preferred growing flowers. There was an old people that had forced its way through the walls of an abandoned outhouse. His grandmother had wanted it cut down, but his grandfather denied it. Grandfather wasn't content with growing trees in his compound. He also walked into the jungle to plant saplings. He always wanted to keep the desert away and to attract rain. And while grandfather and the boy went about their work, he taught the boy a poem by George Morris. Woodman spared that tree, touched not a single bough. In youth it sheltered me, and I'll protect it now. Grandfather said that the trees are standing for many years and they could walk about like people sometime later. They planted a number of tamarind, laburnum and coral tree saplings and cuttings on the island in a dry riverbed. The monsoon season was the time for rambling about. Plants sprang up in the most unlikely of places. Then came the Second World War and the boy was sent away to a boarding school. Meanwhile, his grandparents sold the house and went to England. After 3 years, the boy too went to England. After some years, the boy returned to Dehradun. The saplings they planted were grown as big trees. He noticed that other smaller trees, wild plants and grasses had sprung up under their protection. Yes, the trees they planted had multiplied. They are walking again. In one small corner of the world, grandfather's dream had come true. So children, how is the story? And how you feel now? Yes, we are all inspired to plant tree saplings and throw sea balls in all our journey's entire life, isn't it? Only little drops make a mighty ocean. Let's plant saplings and dream to make all corners of our world evergreen. Thank you, children.